Thanks for listening to the Lunch and Learn with Dr. Barry, here to help educate, motivate, and put you on the right path to take control of your health through weekly discussions on topics in the medical field, public health arena, and in your community. And now your host, Dr. Barry.
All right, welcome to another episode of Medicine Mondays. Yours truly, Dr. Barry Pierre. And as you can see, I have a favorite special guest for you. If you caught last week's episode, which I suggest you should, I gave my recap of the 4th annual Autism Black Conference. But I promised that I would not leave y'all hanging and not bring the founder, CEO, Autism in Black, my wife, Maria Davis Pierre. Thank you for again joining and blessing the Medicine Mondays and the Lunch and Learn community.
I'm happy to be here. Not like I have a choice, right?
She really doesn't have no choice. It was more of a, hey, I'm doing this episode. And then next week, we're doing your episode. I had to strong arm her, but she loves the Lunch and Learn community. So this is what we're here for. I'm giving the red carpet out for you. You, again, are coming from another phenomenal conference. Again, I suggest you check last week's episode so you get my thoughts on it. I want to hear it from the CEO, the founder, the host, the MC, all of the hats that you held during the conference perspective, right? But first, just in case this is the first time you're catching or listening to the pod, give people a little bit of introduction on who you are, and then we'll get right into your feedback and your, I guess, recap of your conference.
Sure. So I am Maria Davis Pierre. I am the lovely wife to Dr. Barry. I am a licensed mental health counselor here in the state of Florida, and I am the CEO and founder of Autism in Black. For those of you who do not know, I am autistic and have ADHD myself. We have 3 children, and 2 of them are autistic, and 2 of them have ADHD.
So let's talk about the 4th conference, right? Again, if you guys aren't caught up to the conference, I suggest you just look up, you know, her information in the conference, but let's get into it. You were going into the 4th year of your conference. Just give us some thoughts pre-conference. Like, what were you expecting? What was the lead up to it? And then take us through the day, or I guess the weekend of the conference, and more importantly, kind of the after effect, how you're feeling now that the conference is over with.
I can say for this conference, pre-conference going into it, I was a lot more nervous this year. And I think that had to do with the fact that this was our first year having sponsors.
Mm-hmm. I know I love me some sponsors. If y'all want to sponsor a podcast, I'm right here, willing and able, right? So shout out to the sponsors, you know, definitely playing a significant part for the annual conference.
Exactly. Shout out to Amazon, our title sponsor, Arlen Hamilton, our platinum sponsor, and Grant Makers for Girls of Color, who are our gold sponsors. So going into it, I was a lot more nervous because having these sponsors and not knowing, oh my goodness, this is our first year having sponsors. I want to make sure everything is good. But luckily, I have a great support system, and your conference is already doing what it needs to do. That's why you got the sponsors. So just continue to do and be you. So that did help. And then once the actual conference started, it was just like community and home. So all of the nerves went away. And it was just, again, beautiful to be with our community for the weekend. I think the feedback that I've heard from attendees and the feeling I had myself is that it did feel like a level up this year. It felt like, oh, we have an amazing conference every year. But this year, it felt like a level up. And I think that is because we included more content for autistic adults. So we really hit all of the age ranges this year. And I think that was the level up that I was feeling this year.
Is that something intentional as far as being able to have more of a focus on the autistic adults?
Yes, it was very intentional because I think there's not a lot of focus on us as autistic adults. It's something that people have been asking for. It's something that I needed as an autistic adult, having that community. And I think there is so much focus sometimes when organizations focus on the children and don't realize we turn into autistic adults, and there's not that support out there for us. So it was very intentional this year to make sure that we really had a lot of content for autistic adults.
You know, it's interesting. I always kind of likened it when you're seeing your pediatrician, you know, for 18 years, mm-hmm. and you know this pediatrician, you love this pediatrician, but the second you turn 18 years old, they kind of boot you out. They say, all right, you're too old for me. Sometimes they try to get you out even earlier, but 18 for sure, they're like, all right, you're too old. get up out of here, get out of my-. And then you're kind of left in this vacuum because you grew up a certain way and a certain way, especially kind of interacting with the, just healthcare in general. And then all of a sudden, now you got a whole new person. So I can kind of imagine that feeling of all of the onus and emphasis and, you know, the energy that's placed for the autistic children. But once they become adults, it's like, all right, you're adult now. Go ahead and fend for yourself.
Sorry to break your concentration. I know you're probably knee deep into today's episode, but do not forget, check out our Lunch and Learn community store, shop.drbarrypierre.com. Remember to use the code EMPOWER10 and make sure you are leaving us a 5-star review, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Thank you. Now back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
Exactly. There's just not resources out there for us. And then when there are some resources, the wait times are so long. I mean, there's just not that community that, oh yeah, we focus on the adulthood aspect of it or the transitioning aspect, helping parents understand that there is a transition process that happens, that all of the advocacy work that you're doing with your child pre-18, once they turn 18, they are responsible for that in many cases. Yep. And knowing that for hands-on parents, now you just push to the side, that can be an adjustment for parents. So having that, you know, being educating our attendees, all of the process and aspects of adulthood, I think that leveled us up this year.
Last week, I kind of gave my perspective because obviously, just like you, I wore different hats when we talk about the conference in general. And you kind of mentioned a little bit just being an organizer and having to organize it from a structure of working with speakers, working now with sponsors, and then having to put another hat on. Can you kind of talk about those different hats, right? The organizer, Maria, you know, the one who still has the speaker, presenter, Maria, and then just the person who's just a part of the community, because I think sometimes that gets lost.
Yeah, I think because we are a small team, just me, you, and our consultant Corey, that we do have to wear multiple hats a lot of times, and having to be the organizer and making sure that we have speakers for one, and we have the platform, we have everybody knows the theme and picking the theme and making sure the content is there, making sure the content flows, doing the schedule, then being a speaker and having to prepare myself for 3 or 4 educational workshops, preparing myself for VIP day half session and making sure the content is there on my end, and then being a part of the community in the aspect of being a professional, being a parent, and also being an autistic adult and getting information from myself. I tell everybody every year, just as you all are learning, I'm learning too. I'm always in a space of learning. So I'm learning as the parent and like, oh, this will be good for our oldest or our youngest, or being in the position of being an autistic adult, late diagnosed, and feeling like, oh my gosh, this person is really speaking to me and what I'm experiencing and my emotions of how I got my diagnosis and now dealing with that. And then the professional aspect of we need to do better as professionals in bridging that gap. So, you know, it's multi hats, but I love them all, each and every role.
Now, were there any surprises during the weekend that kind of like, even though you prepared for it, still kind of like, oh, I didn't expect that to happen, and both good and bad in regards to being a host and organizer of, you know, such an amazing conference?
I don't think we really experienced any bad. We did have a speaker who didn't show up, but I think it was seamless in how we transitioned. And, you know, luckily we have a very supportive community, and Cheryl Poe came on, and
shout out to Cheryl Poe.
Shout out to Cheryl for holding us down all the time. And she just came and did a part two to her session, and it was seamless. So everybody showed up on time. You know, everybody made sure that they were in their spots. It was seamless behind the scenes. I think one of the things good that I knew was going to be good, but I wasn't expecting the actual impact, was the fathers panel.
I talked about that last week. Shout out to the fathers panel. Father. Definitely phenomenal job from them guys.
Phenomenal. I knew it was going to be pivotal, foundational for our conference, but I just didn't know how much of an impact it was going to have. I think it's just the fact that fathers are not highlighted at all. And to have a bunch of Black men sit and be transparent and be vulnerable, it was just emotional for me to see. And I think there were people in the comments who didn't have or don't have that type of support that appreciated that conversation as well. Because there's people who are saying that, you know, my husband or my partner left because they couldn't take it. And then having the guy sit on there and talk about, hey, I had to decide to want my marriage. I had to be able to get up and say, hey, now I'm a full partner in making sure that we are supporting our child and I'm supporting you. So having that just vulnerable piece of being honest of, yeah, my relationship could have went left if I didn't get on track, and having people say, I understand exactly what that is, because mine did go left. Yeah, it was a wonderful experience.
This week's episode is brought to you by the Autism in Black Foundation, which is hosting the 4th annual Autism in Black Conference. This year's theme is Bridging the Gap, which is helping to celebrate our unique experiences, cultivating a community of understanding while building a brighter future together. Autism in Black Conference is designed by and for the Black autism community, centering on our needs, experiences, and aspirations. The conference looks to provide a safe and supportive space where Black individuals, families, professionals, and advocates can all come together to learn, share, and empower one another. For more information, including how to purchase tickets for the virtual conference, please check out drbarrypierre.com/AIB2024.
Obviously, what we love upon, you know, hearing that, especially from an organizing standpoint, right? Because again, you know, there's going to be some hurdles. There's going to be some obstacles. I think a lot of times, especially when you're in the community and just a guest, right? You just see kind of this operation that kind of happens in the background, right? But you don't even realize every part that's moving. I'll get into some business, right? That they may not realize, you know, got 3 kids, right? Love them. My mom was able to watch the kids and, you know, we went to a hotel, but the problem is the hotel room we booked didn't have an extra area for us to actually film, right? We ended up having to go to a whole nother place just to do the filming of our conference, right? And we had to kind of go on the fly. I always want to encourage those types of stories because I know people who may be interested in wanting to do, you know, a conference or a seminar or some whatever. And they think that, you know, after 4 years, the end product is just a kind of well-oiled machine. And I could tell you, even during year 4, there's some things we're still trying to pick up on and improve upon and get better. So I love hearing it, right? Because it is one of those things where when you're trying to kind of grow and, you know, provide for a community, there's going to be some hurdles, but we love that the community is always there to support us. Again, shout out to Cheryl Poe, who's an amazing person. You know, she could have been at the house chilling, but she's like, no, I'm gonna help you guys out in time of need.
She was on vacation, actually, that day in that morning, and she calls me every morning to pep talk me up for the conference. And I was like, she's not here. She was like, okay, send me a link. I'll be on there in 5 minutes. And that was that. And she did her thing. So yeah, I mean, having a community of people who want to support you and support what you do, because they feel that it's important as well. And they get something out of it just as much as you do is just a beautiful sight to see. I think a lot of people are thinking competition, competition, competition. And what we really focus on is collaboration and being there, supporting one another and having that community and knowing that we are doing that for one another is a wonderful aspect. But I did forget about that hotel situation. Yeah. We had booked a suite and they did not give us a suite. So we had to then book 5 minutes away and then shuttle to and fro every day to do the conference. So yeah, that was definitely something that was unexpected.
Right. Shout out to the hotel. They ain't sponsors, so we're not going to name them. So when we think about the post feeling, because I talked about this a lot during the conference, where we all go to conferences and we get hyped, we get energized during it. Mm-hmm. And then once the conference is over, kind of have to recharge our battery, right? Like, how has the recharging of your battery been going? And, you know, we don't need to give too much detail, but what do we have in store, you know, for the next go around, like for year number 5?
Mm-hmm. This year, I think my self-care has definitely been different. I usually, for years 1 through 3, it would take a long time for me to bounce back because it was so much that was on you and I. But now since having Corey, you know, the bounce back has been definitely quicker this year because she has been so helpful, being instrumental behind the scenes of Autism in Black, especially the conference. So shout out to Corey because her team has been amazing in making sure we are organized. And then for you all, as an autistic adult who has ADHD, my executive functioning skills are horrible. So I'm usually very last minute with a lot of conference things.
Yes, she is.
Having Corey in this year, we were early with so many things that took a lot of stress off me as well, and the systems that she implemented, and knowing that she works with my neurodivergence really well, having her was great to speak on that. And then for 2025, we're going in person. So that's the most thing that everybody's excited for. I think every comment when people are like, well, we're going to be in Florida next year. I can't wait to see you in Florida next year. So I think that's the biggest thing for 2025 for year 5. is that we are going in person. For those who are in the Autism in Black community membership, they have had been instrumental in doing some of the details for our fifth one. So we have some great things in store that they voted on, that they said, yeah, we really want to see this. So year five is going to be amazing. And I'm excited.
Shout out to the membership community.
Community.
We have a link. What's our link? It's autismblack.org/membership. Join a community, right? Because again, it's one of those things where, yes, you can get hyped during the weekend, but you're still going to need assistance, still going to need rapport, still going to need to continue to grow and build. And why not join a community like ours? We actually had, so funny, at the time of this recording, we had our Father's Day corner. It was the first time we had a father join, right? And I think it was just from the energy from the conference, and he was very excited, right? So shout out to the Autism and Black membership community. Again, if you need support, need someone to lean on, just need to be in a group of other people who are likely going through the same stuff you're going through and just kind of feel safe, definitely the community for you.
Yes. And join us, because we're in there and we're live every week. So they voted on things, and then part of being in the membership is your ticket to the conference. If you yearly, your ticket is included with your membership. So they're very excited. I'm very excited. And next year, this time, we have done the fifth annual. So you'll be hearing about that.
I love it. So where can people go to find you, to follow you? Because obviously this conference is one thing, but you got a lot more planned for the year 2024, right? 2024, we're still working in 2024. So where can people go to find you, follow you, book you for speaking engagements, businesses, reach out? We love to hear from you. Where can people find you?
You can go to our website, autismandblack.org. It has all the information about our past conferences. It'll have information about the fifth annual. We'll be doing our call for proposals soon. We have a October 19th event coming up that is focusing on Black autistic girls and women. Call for proposals will be coming out soon as well. And that's going to be a free event for individuals. So make sure that you reserve your seat when we put that out. And yeah, everything is on the website. Our podcast, how to connect with me, how to book me for a speaking gig, how to become a Autism in Black certified provider, how to get that training to be able to become that. So all of the information is on our website.
Love it. So again, we appreciate you. For my podcast listeners, obviously her voice is very familiar, right? She is on the intro of the podcast. But my medicine watchers, my YouTubers, we love y'all. Obviously, again, I had to sell it because y'all know I sold it last week and told her I'm bringing her on. So we was able to strong arm her and get her to sit down for a little bit and join us. I want to again give a shout out to the Autism in Black community worldwide, right? It's not just the United States. It's not just Florida. Worldwide. We see y'all. We see the love. We feel the love. More importantly, because of what support you guys have provided to us in the past 4 years is what continues to drive us to be better and do better for you guys.
Exactly. Shout out to our attendees who are in Australia, Canada, who are on the West Coast waking up at 5 a.m. to start the day with us. So appreciate all of the Autism in Black community, because without your support, without our speaker support, we wouldn't be able to do it. So thank you all, truly.
Love it. Thank you for getting to the end of the episode. I am yours truly, Dr. Barry Pierre, favorite board certified internist. Like always, remember to subscribe to the podcast, leave us a 5-star review, and more importantly, share this to at least 2 of the 5 of your friends and family members that you know that could be empowered with the words that you heard today. Again, so appreciative of all you guys' support. See you guys next week.